Morning, guys. Some of you may have gotten that information regarding Cordarrelle Patterson being named NFC Special Teams Player of the Week, which is quite an honor. He's gotten off to a terrific start as a kickoff return guy, and hopefully he'll continue that even this weekend up in Dallas. Injury-wise, we've got a few guys who probably won't participate. You're familiar with, most of you may be familiar with Matt Osweiler and what he's facing, with the death of his father. He'll be absent today. We're going to hold Chris Cook and Red Ellison and Jamarcus Sanford out with some injuries that they're dealing with, and hopefully we'll get them back either tomorrow or the next day. So other than that, everybody else will be working. Regarding our starting quarterback, got some things we want to go through. I have an idea what direction we're going to go and how we're going to practice, but not in a frame of mind where I want to divulge that at this point. Our team knows, and I'm sure it'll get out there at some point, but I don't want to publicly talk about, who's our starting quarterback. So other than that, we got to figure out a way to get a win on the road in Dallas at AT&T Stadium. Got to get a win. Need to get a win. Need to play well on the road. Yes. Yes. Probably Friday.
Are you using the element of surprise? Is that why you don't want to reveal it at this juncture?
I hope it makes a difference. I don't know if it will. I mean, everybody comes in saying we got to stop number 28, so it doesn't always make a difference. But, not necessary that we have to divulge anything on Wednesday.
You already.
Burned by that earlier when you came out and.
Not so much. Just no. So
you've already made the decision in your mind, though.
Yes, do have an idea what direction we're going. Yes.
Are both quarterbacks completely healthy, or is health a factor?
Josh has been cleared, which is a good thing, and we're going to work him this week, Jim, and see how he does in the actual practices. But he has been cleared, so that's the good news. So.
How long until Cordarrelle can be an offensive player of the week?
I know. He said the same thing. We're continuously bringing him in on offense, and, we're going to have some things for him this week as well, but we'll just keep bringing him along. He's done a good job whenever he's been out on the field on offense. Had some nice plays in the game on Sunday night, so just got to keep bringing him along.
What's been the biggest stumbling block with the quarterback situation, him learning offense? What has been the kind of in his ways for taking over offense?
Part of it is how well Jerome has played at the same position. You can see at times we've already begun to try to get both on the field at the same time, but that requires a different learning when you put them at different positions. I mean, they're both guys that play the X receiver position for us in our offense, and Jerome has played very well for us this season, and that has been a part of it.
What is it about his skill set that may make him such a dynamic threat on special teams?
When you watch some of his runs, he's a big receiver, but he's not he's more of a slight guy when you look at him frame wise. But he breaks tackles. He's a physical runner, and his vision is unparalleled. He does a great job of being able to see things, that are not visible to most. He can see things coming from his left, his right, and he's making some cuts that are not easy to make. But he has great peripheral vision, and it shows when he runs with some of those cutbacks that he makes against guys that are pretty fast that are covering kicks.
In these games, though, you still had Jarius and Joe Webb picking up more snaps than Cordero. Is that just what you're asking those guys to do?
That's part of it, what they're required to do, and they play different positions. Some of the things that we asked that position to do versus an X receiver.
When you have a quarterback in place, what are your expectations for this quarterback? I mean, with the way the season has gone, I'm sure you're not expecting somebody to just step out and throw for 300 yards or whatever. What are your expectations at this point at quarterback?
That our quarterback would do a good job of making decisions, on the center, handling the football, leading our team. We need leadership at that position, but really being like a captain out there on the field and operating our offense efficiently and helping us to get first downs, helping us to score touchdowns in the red zone, all the things that you would ask a quarterback to do. The leadership and the consistency is what you're looking for.
You have that leadership, be that captain? I mean, I'm sure you know you got to get continuity, and eventually choose one guy, I would imagine.
You're exactly right. Yes.
Are you making the decision this week with the idea that this guy would take it and go with the job for the long haul, or is this just a decision for this week?
Yeah, I want to, concentrate on this Dallas game and have success. We need to have success in the worst way, and we need our quarterback to play well for us. And so the concentration is more about this Dallas Cowboys game.
When you look at Josh, how big of a setback was last week and his time that he had to spend away with him learning the offense?
It definitely makes a difference. When you come in as late as he did and then to have to miss the amount of time that he missed last week as you're trying to develop him and help him to learn our offense, it definitely sets him back a little bit. But you really can't do anything about that. You know, we're working as hard as we can this week to get him back up to speed and see where he is from a physical and mental standpoint. So
be one of the two options. You obviously feel comfortable with where he is.
I do. We just got to bring him along. We're back this week with a new game plan, new opponent. So there'll be different material that'll be introduced, and we'll see how he does as the week goes on.
When he's going through, before he passes the protocol and all that, was testing, can he study? Can he be in the classroom? Or do you have to shut him down with that too?
We in Josh's case, we did have to, take him away from that environment as he was going through the NFL protocol. So, yeah, he's not able to sit in the meetings, and it's not good for him to even do that with what he's dealing with. Yeah.
Typical.
Yes, it is.
It's easy when a new coach comes in to try to affect change. You have a lot of veteran players. You've been here a while now. Everybody knows you very well. Is there anything you can do to affect change, to rally a team at this point? Or do you just stick with what you know?
We're trying to create a mindset, Jim, that that has to come from within. Because you're right, it's not like it's the beginning of a new regime. And we have a bunch of veterans on our team that are familiar with how we do things. So you really have to approach them at where they are and try to present to them where we are as a team and what has to change. And then they have to buy into some of the things you're talking about that need to change and accept that. And that's the only way that I know that you can create change with the familiarity that we all have with one another. So we pointed out some things. And now they have to accept that, buy into it, and then we got to get it done. We got to effectively change the course of our season.
Are you worried about Chris Cook or Jamarco's availability for Sunday?
Yeah, with defensive backs, when you have muscle issues, it's always a concern. So I'm hoping, because we need them, I'm hoping that they'll get through this. But with muscles and defensive backs or receivers, it's always a concern.
Challenges does the depth of Dallas has at their weapons with receivers and tight ends to present to the secondary?
They've got a very good quarterback, good offensive line, and those receivers are good receivers. Des Bryant is having a terrific season. Jason Witten has been an all-pro for a number of years in our league. And their young receiver, Williams from Baylor, he's really come along as well, and they've got a good slot receiver. So they've got some weapons, and we'll have to contend with them, and our guys will have to stand up because we need them. We need them to play well against a team that can throw the ball extremely well and protect as well.
When the trade deadline came and went yesterday, what were your feelings about Jared still being here? Was that something you were worried about at all, or were you not surprised to see anything happen?
I wasn't worried about it. We got so many things that we're dealing with, so I didn't think about it a whole lot. I expected him to be here. People were telling me different things that were out there, but I never thought he wouldn't be here.
Talks fall on your plate, or are you just left alone to focus on this week and let everybody else do anything until it comes to the point where they need to talk to you?
Yeah, if there are conversations going on, I don't know about them unless it gets to a point where it gets very serious or something. Yeah.
The Vikings very active. Anything that you know about with the trade deadline yesterday?
Not that I'm aware of. No.
What are your guidelines on sideline behavior whenever that seems to come up quite a bit, and obviously they have to deal with that. But just in general, do you have a guideline that you tell if you lose your temper?
You have guys that are competitive. They're passionate about what they do, and They're very competitive, and so when things aren't going right, sometimes they want to voice their opinions, and you know, you have to be able to handle it and handle it in the right way. We'd rather for our guys to communicate in a fashion where we can, you know, talk back and forth, as opposed to you know, having an outburst on the sideline that could be a distraction for our team. But I do understand, you know, how passionate our players are and how much they want to win. But we'd rather, you know, handle that a different way in our case.
Regardless of what a guy is saying, whether he's saying, come on, let's go, or he's actually complaining about something, how does it impact the game just from, the, you know, everything has to be decided in such a short amount of time? What kind of impact can that have on the game whenever the communication is disrupted by that?
I think sometimes it depends on who it is, Mark. You know, who is that guy? Is it the quarterback? Is it a defensive lineman? Who is the person? Is he your star player? Some of it depends on who is that person, and every situation is different. You know, when it comes up, and depending on who it is, some of the teammates, they could care less about what that guy is saying or how he's reacting. Other guys, depending on who it is, it makes a difference. You know, depending on who that guy is, what he says, how he's doing it, could affect the ball game, could affect your team.
The number of points scored across the league, it just keeps going up and up. Do you think that's affected strategy specifically, either for you or other teams, where, you know, knowing that on average a certain amount of points is needed to win a game, where which is more than it was in the past?
Without question. You know, you have an idea going in, you're probably going to need to score at least 24 points on average to win a game. At least probably a year ago that was the case. It seems like it's rising. But it's an offensive league. It's set up that way. You know, people like to see points scored, although, you know, defensive coaches don't. But that's where we are, and it definitely sells well for our league. And you have to try to find a way to slow those offenses down. But you do go into it with a mindset. You got to score X number of points, and then on defense, you got to hold a team to X number of points to have a chance. But that number is rising.
Are you pleased with the work of your coordinators?
I think our coordinators have worked as hard as they can to, you know, try to, you know, put our players in the best position to succeed, Larry. When you are where we are record-wise, I don't think anybody could be satisfied with what we've done, including myself. So we have a lot of work to do as coaches and players, and nobody can be satisfied where we are right now.
Have you sat down with Jared either today or talked to him last night at all about all the trade rumors that were out there?
We talked this morning, Tim, and you know, we just shared a conversation about, you know, all the talking. He reinforced what I already knew, that he's happy that he's here in Minnesota. He'd like to finish his career here in Minnesota, and he couldn't control the rumors and things that were being said, and I understood that, but he's thrilled to be here.
That's what he said.
That's what he told me.
To finish his career in Minnesota?
Yes. So, all right, thank you, guys.